Can you give us an update on Arian?
Yeah, you know, he's doing okay. It's kind of a day-to-day thing. It's nothing serious, Mark, you know. You know, I would assume that I guess you can't assume anything, but I would assume that he'd be back pretty soon.
Okay. Bill, do you have any thoughts or reaction to how he dealt with the press the other day?
No. I'm not. Yeah, no.
I want to ask you about Matt Filer. Did he stand out to you today when he had extra opportunity?
No.
Coach, what was the discussions with Joe Adams when you guys brought him into camp?
Yeah, we you know, we felt like we just wanted to add a receiver at that position based on the camp numbers, James, you know, and he was a guy that was out there that we thought had a shot to come in here and make a contribution. And you know, I thought his first day here he came in there and was running around, so it's going to be good to watch him and see how he can keep improving on the field.
I guess him coming in also said the punt returner spot is still up for grabs.
Yeah. Sure, yeah.
Do you have any history with Joe at all? I mean,
having coached a couple guys that played at Arkansas, you know, and knowing, you know, Bobby Petrino, you know, I've always heard good things about Joe, so it was good to be able to bring him in.
In terms of punt and kick returns, could you kind of explain where the team is at?
Yeah, you know, I don't know, Stephanie. I'll tell you, I think it's wide open. I think it'll be interesting to see how it goes into games. You know, we'll give all these guys a shot. You know, we've got to do a good job of that as coaches of tracking that and making sure that the guys get a fair opportunity. Obviously, Keyshawn Martin did it last year. He'll do it again in the preseason. Mike Thomas will be back there. You know, obviously this new guy, Joe Adams, will give him a shot. You know, you may even see Kareem Jackson back there returning punts. You never know. So, Devier Posey, I mean, we've got a lot of candidates back there. So we'll have to let that shake out and make sure that we're doing a good job of, like I said, tracking it so that they get, you know, somewhat of an equal amount of opportunities.
Well, Jonathan Grimes back in healthy. What did you think about him?
Yeah, you know, he was fresh. You know, he came back and, you know, through no fault of his own. He's a hardworking kid. You know, hurt his hamstring at the end of the summer. And it's good to have him back in there. He's smart, and it's good to have him back in the competition at running back.
There's a lot of other things running backs have to do other than carry the football. How has Alfred Blue picked up the other aspects of being a back this early in this offensive scheme?
Good. Yeah, I've been impressed with his football knowledge. You know, it hasn't always been perfect, but he's a big guy. Football is very, very important to him. Good on special teams. I think he's done a decent job of running the football. He's been out there every day, which is big. I've been out there every single day. That helps him. And he just got to keep improving every single day.
So can you give us an update on Andre Johnson? How he's doing?
I think he's doing better, Mark. You know, I think that's something that he and I talk about every day, and I don't think there's a need to rush him back. You know, I think he needs to come back when he feels, you know, ready to be back. And, again, that's not a serious injury, but it's not something that you need to rush him back. The thing that I've noticed right away about Andre, which I knew this from our off-season conversations, is he's a very bright guy. You know, he's already got a lot of the things down. And, you know, in the afternoon walkthrough, we walk through a lot of things with him, you know, routes and adjustments and signals and things like that. And, you know, it's been my experience with guys of that caliber, being one of the top receivers in this league, that they get there for a reason. They have talent. They have, you know, great ability. They're really good teammates, and they're smart. So you can see that right away with him.
Now, today the real refs were out there. And
yeah.
Did that change anything for you, or is there anything?
Yeah, I told them to come in here and throw the flags. If they saw it, there was illegal contact, there were false starts, there were push-offs on offense. I mean, and I think that's good and bad. I think it's good to be able to go in there tonight and show the team, you know, hey, look, these things are going to hurt us, you know, unless we get our hands off of people on, you know, offensive players, you know, putting their hands and pushing off on defensive players, and defensive players clutching and grabbing down the field on offensive players. We got to stop doing that. And so, you know, I think that's good. I think we had a couple of illegal formations. That's not good. We can't tolerate line of scrimmage penalties. So it's good to have the real guys here calling that. You know, it's one thing to have a coach call it. It's a whole other thing to have an official call it. So that'll be good to show them tonight.
Coach, I guess officially the league became an official passing league when it reached an inflection point about maybe 4 or 5 years ago. Can you speak to the role the running back has given that development? It's obviously not less important. In some ways, perhaps more.
Right. Yeah, it's a great question. I think it depends on the running back. I think it depends on the caliber of running back that you have. You know, I believe that the way that I see this league going is it's a running backs have become kind of a specialized position, meaning this. You have a three-down back. You have a two-down back, a first and second-down back, and then you have a third-down back in our system. And so, you know, those three-down backs, those guys that can play on all three downs, meaning they're good on third down because they can catch the ball and they can protect. Those guys are, I think, valuable guys. And then I think the first and second down guys are valuable. Those are guys that can run the ball downhill, good goal line runners, short yardage runners, good play action guys, things like that. And the third down backs are important. You know, we've had the ability in our offense to be around a lot of good third down backs, two down backs, and three down backs. So, you know, I think that position, it depends on the system, it depends on the organization, and then it depends on the player. But I believe it's a valuable position.
You said you see Arian as a three-down.
Yes, sir.
Has the team watched the video that the NFL puts out about the points of emphasis for the rules this year? And have you seen it? And do you have any comment on it?
We have not watched that yet. They're scheduled to show us that, I think, over the next couple nights or next week. I got to check my schedule on that. But you know, my thoughts on that are that they're the rules, and the rules are what they are. At the owners' meeting, we talked about things that are going to be different emphasis points, and it's our job as coaches to make sure that our players understand that. And we talk about the rules all the time as it pertains to offense, defense, and special teams. We show things on film to help correct the mistake or to point things out. So when the officials come here, that'll be good because they'll be able to present it, and then we'll be able to continue to emphasize what the rules are, what the rule changes are, things like that.
Did you do everything off the field yesterday? You just didn't practice? You did all your behind-the-scenes stuff? Or was it yesterday a totally off day?
Yeah, you know, it's I believe the rule is, Dale, now every year, I think it's 6 or 7 days, you have to give them a day off. So they were totally off. Now, we had weight room open, film available, training room obviously open for rehab and things like that.
But a little bounce in their step today, clear heads. I mean, do you think make any difference?
You know, I think these guys, Dale, I think they're competing. I believe that they're competing. You know, I believe that they're working hard. They're really – it's been a very fun group to coach. Now, you know, time will tell. Obviously, what happens when the season starts. You know, we've got to be ready. We've got a long way to go situationally. We're still making too many mistakes, but it's not from a lack of effort. It's not from a lack of wanting to do it the right way. You know, you can see, I think, this team really working to try to follow the coaching and do things that we believe we all need to do to succeed.
Xavier missed some time after the draft, obviously, out of his hands. How has he caught up since he's gotten back to camp and now in the training camp?
I would say it's been okay. You know, I think he's improving every day. You know, he wants to be farther ahead than he is right now. He's a great kid. He's a very hard worker. You know, playing guard in this league as a rookie is a very difficult thing. It's very difficult to jump right in into the heat of battle like that and go from blocking, you know, somebody in the Pac-12 to now you're blocking J.J. Watt or Jarrell Poe or one of those guys, you know. Tim Jamison, you know, that's a different deal. You know, these guys are grown men. They're really good football players. And so I think he's shown definitely flashes of being what we know he's going to be, a good football player. But it's inconsistent, just like most rookies. And we're just trying to get him to play more consistent.
A while back, you said you drafted Alfred Blue and thought that he was a first and second down back. And then when you got a chance to look at him, you thought he could develop.
I don't know. Maybe go back and check the record on that. I think I said that he was a third down back, three down back, excuse me. But maybe I said that he had to grow into being a three-down back. I believe he's a three-down back. I think he catches the ball very well. I think he's getting better at pass protection. And then I think he's going to be have a chance to contribute on fourth down on special teams. So, you know, I believe that he's a three-down back, and I think that's a very competitive position.
And grading him like that, how would you grade Jonathan Grimes? Three-down back?
You know, I see Jonathan as a three-down back. I do. I see him as being able to play on third down, catch the ball in the backfield, protect. He's smart, dependable guy when he's in there. So, yeah, I see him as a three-down back.
With guys that have been around the league for a while, but you said, like, Arian and Andre, you listen to them in terms of their injuries. Are you doing the same thing with Brian Cushing, or is it a little bit different situation?
No, I think with guys that have been around a long time, you know, I believe that first and foremost we listen to our medical people, Jeff Kaplan and our doctors, and, you know, we take the necessary precautions as far as MRIs and what they think. You know, obviously that's the number one opinion. And then, you know, obviously in consultation with the player, hey, how do you feel? You know, and these guys are honest with you. They tell you, you know, they're, hey, look, I think it's still, there's a twinge there, or, you know, so give me another day or whatever it may be. So, you know, it's a long season, and I'm not a doctor. So I follow the pro, you know, the lead of the medical people here, and then try to stay in communication with the player.
Now, in terms of the red zone work that you've been doing, what are your priorities when you're looking at what they're doing in the red zone?
Well, we got, how long do we have? We have worked a lot on the red zone. Our red zone package, just like pretty much everybody's in this league, is we feel a very strong package. You know, we put personnel in there and we try to see what the defense is going to do to match that. And then we have different things that we do by that personnel, by formation, to try to help our players out. And then at the end of the day, it comes down to execution. We have a strong belief in our red area package. I believe our players are beginning to see that, and it really comes down to just being able to execute it. You know, the red area is totally different than out in the field. You know, the windows are tighter, they close faster, they open fast, and they close fast. There's less area to defend, so the DBs are able to take more chances. There's more specialized coverage down there, so you're able to see, hey, look, they're doing this that they don't do out in the field, but they're doing this in the red area, so we got to be ready for that type of coverage. Teams change. Some teams that are coverage teams out in the field become blitz teams in the red area, so, you know, it takes a lot of study and a lot of work to try to get our players to understand what we're doing, and I think they're progressing pretty good on that.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep.